Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? Winning cures everything. Here with that sweet music. That's right. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
This is the college football gambling picks segment of the show. We got a lot to discuss. I went 5-3 last week, made $48.28. Not as good as I was hoping for. I felt really confident last week. You went 3-1. Made $152.27. So as we stand on the season, I am 10-15. I'm down $353.99. That is minus 7.08 units. You are 9-8, but you are minus $31.82, and that is minus 6.64 units.
That's what the juice does to you.
Yeah, it'll kill you. You got a positive record and losing money. That's the way this thing works. That's why we set it up this way this year. Just saying. Steve F. went 9-1 in the Pick'em contest last week. He won a Tunica prize pack. You can do the same. Go over to winningcureseverything.com. Go up into the football picks contest section. It's right there on the top of the page. You pick 10 games against the spread. You put your name and your email in there. And if you win, I will hit you up. You can also check the spreadsheet from the last however many weeks. It'll be a good time. You can see exactly what you've picked. We've had about 100 contestants, 100 entries each week so far. Second week, we had like 175 or something. I mean, it's been really good. Really, really good. And you guys have been killing it. So continue to do so. Share that thing out with your buddies. Go in. Enter. It's free to play.
Yeah. Takes just a few minutes.
Yeah, a couple of minutes. It's right there on the website. You just click through. Multiple choice. Easy peasy. Lemon friggin' squeezy. That was cheesy as hell. I'm never going to say that again on this show. Ever. Ever. But yeah, go over to the Pick'em Contest, do that thing. You can always subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave a comment. Tell us what your picks are for the week. We want to know what you're thinking, what these lines are saying to you. We're going to tell you what we think. Normally, week 4, week 5 is about when we start to hit our stride, when we start to really pile on the money. I don't know how much I like these lines this week, but I feel okay about some of them. Next week might be where it's at. We'll see. Maybe not this week, but who knows? I do feel good about some of these. Anyway, go over to winningcureseverything.com, hit subscribe on the YouTube, hit subscribe on Apple Podcast, whatever your favorite podcast app is, and please leave a nice review. Man, all the way through that, we are 3 minutes and 15 seconds in. You ready to get rolling?
Thank you, Tunica, for sponsoring the show. We really appreciate it. You can follow them at tunicatravel.com.
For those of you that don't know, we recorded this on Tuesday nights, pretty close to midnight, roundabout. So yeah, I'm struggling. But we going to get there. We going to get through this. We got TJ Reeves coming on the show later on, so listen all the way through the end. He's got some underdog picks for you. We'll talk the big games and whatnot with him. Make sure you check out the NFL Gambling Picks podcast as well. Let's jump in. I'm going to start us off.
You start us off.
The Kentucky Wildcats are going to the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They will be in Starkville on Saturday. I've got Kentucky plus 7. Kentucky 5-0 straight up the last five seasons after playing Florida. Mississippi State's quarterback Tommy Stevens does not look right. He is day-to-day right now with an injury. Even though he came in and played last week, they still had to pull him out because he has got something wrong. Even if he plays this weekend, I think that going against this Kentucky defense is going to be rough stuff. Kentucky, the way that their players are talking, the way that everything around that program is right now, they seem pissed after that loss to Florida. They should have won the ball game, and they didn't. Mississippi State's defense, not nearly as good as they were last year. The fact that this line is at 7 right now, and it will likely move down, I would imagine. I would imagine. The only thing that I don't like about this is this rivalry. The home team has always won pretty big for the most part. It's always the home team that wins. But I think at some point, trends and streaks like that meant to be broken. I think this is the year. I like Sawyer Smith. I think Kentucky finds a way to at least keep this game within about a field goal or so. I think they can win the game. But plus 7 just seemed like way too many. Give me Kentucky for $50 at minus 110.
Going to New Jersey for my first pick. Boston College on the road after Kansas came in there and put a butt whooping on them. Now, I really like taking teams that overlook somebody, get beat up pretty bad, get embarrassed. Then next week, I think they have one of the best weeks of practice. I don't think they're overlooking anybody. Steve Adazio is going to have this BC team ready, and they are going to take no prisoners going to Rutgers. Rutgers is a bad football team. They're a bad football program. This line, if Boston College doesn't get beat last week, this line is a 20-point line.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it. It is 7.5 right now, and the juice is even money. I'm going to put $100 on BC.
Ooh. That's $100 on BC.
I mean, $100 on BC.
A hundo to win a hundo. I can get down with it. I can get down. Next game up for me. Colorado going to Arizona State. Now, the Sun Devils coming off a massive win in East Lansing. Things are looking good for the program. Obviously, you guys understand how much I like Jaden Daniel. That kid is ridiculous. Colorado won this game last year. Arizona State only had two Pac-12 games that were not within one touchdown. One was against Oregon State. The other was against an injured Utah where the quarterback and the running back both went out. The defense was having problems, all sorts of mess, right? But everything else was within one score, was within a touchdown. Arizona State, after that big win, Colorado State is coming off of, you know, a soul-crushing loss in overtime.
Colorado State.
Sorry. No, Colorado.
Keep rolling.
Either way. Well, both of them lost last week. Yeah. But Colorado, just bad loss to Air Force at home last week. Redemption game. This is a prime spot, right? Colorado coming off the loss. You got to pick yourself up off the mat. Arizona State feeling a little maybe too good about themselves coming back home. I like Colorado in this spot. Give me the Buffalo plus 8. I got $50 on it at minus 110.
Going to Missouri. Another road team. I got South Carolina. Plus 9.5, minus 110 for $50 for you, Gary, your paperwork.
$50.
At Missouri. Now, Missouri's looked really good after that week one loss to Wyoming, okay?
That's true.
South Carolina is a tough football team. Missouri's looked good against nobodies, right? South Carolina has played a pretty difficult schedule to this point. And I think they look really good. I think Muschamp thought a couple of things that went against them in the Alabama game to at least let them in that game. They stayed with them. They stayed close the whole game, and they fought, you know, real hard. Alabama's just a completely different beast. Missouri's not that beast, okay?
No.
They can put up points in bunches, but Missouri is not going to give any type of fits whatsoever the way Alabama did. Will Muschamp, Ryan Helinski. I knew I was going to butcher that. Thank you for that. just this kid looks like he's going to be a star.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the SEC is in good hands. This is a freshman that is not afraid to go out there and face anybody in the country. I mean, he stood toe-to-toe with Bama, and that's maybe the best in the SEC.
Yeah.
Missouri's not going to be that. I'm catching 9.5 points. I love South Carolina.
I am with it. All right, next up for me, Washington. The Washington Huskies going to the BYU Cougars. BYU coming off two overtime wins back-to-back. It's way too many big games in a row. They had the Holy War on opening night of college football. Then they travel to Tennessee, get a big-time win. They come back home. They beat a top 25 USC team. At some point, your body's just going to kind of give out a little bit. Washington, after losing that game to Cal, I think they are on a mission. I think Jake Eason finds a way to get this thing done. Washington, look, I get it. 1-5 in their last six as a road favorite. But BYU, before that win last week, they were 0-4 in their last four as a home dog. Like 0-4 against the spread as a home dog. They had not even been able to cover. BYU, I mean, three straight Power 5 opponents, with two of them going to overtime. I think Washington goes in and gets this done. I think they lay down the hammer. I like the Huskies in this spot. I think Jacob Eason is able to throw the football a lot more successfully than even Keaton Slovis was. And Slovis was able to move the ball. He was able to put up numbers and everything else. I like the Huskies here. Give me Washington -6. I'm putting $75 on it at -110.
So I'm going to Chicago's Big Ten football team, Northwestern. They got Michigan State, sorry, coming in off of a pretty tough loss in East Lansing. And I think Michigan State is going to be fired up. I think they're going to be upset. And I don't think it matters because I don't know that how pissed off they are. They're not going to play a Big Ten team all year outside of Rutgers that they're going to be able to just be double-digit favorites on. Yeah. This is 9.5 points. I saw this line. I thought, what in the hell is going on? I mean, what did I miss? And then when you go to sites like Vegas Insider, originally early in the week, it was the majority of people still piling on Michigan State. They know something I don't know now. No, it's leveled out.
It's leveled out.
It's evened out.
It was 80%.
And it just, I don't understand it. Look, Northwestern, they're not the 10-win team that we thought they were going to be before the season. Okay? And I don't think they're going to compete for the Big Ten title like we thought before the season. But they're not just some punk where you're just going to come into their house and beat them by 10. I don't see that happening. Not this Michigan State team. Not them. Okay, maybe somebody else might do it, but it won't be these guys. Give me Northwestern. Give me $75 on them. Give me all of it. I love Northwestern this week.
That's exactly what I had on it. $75.
Let's go.
Right there. I'm doing the same thing. Same thing as Chris. Northwestern +9.5, $75 at -110. Northwestern covered and won four of the last five as an underdog to Michigan State. That's right. They have been an underdog five times to Michigan State. They won four of them outright.
I don't understand why Northwestern is still not getting any respect.
Michigan State, 4-6 overall, 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 as a road favorite. They don't cover lines as a road favorite.
No.
So I'm all over Northwestern on this spot. I think Hunter Johnson has a pretty good day.
I think he does as well. I think they can't run on them, but Michigan State's defense is just suffocating. But I think they can throw on them. And then the other thing is, you can't beat somebody if you don't score. And I think Northwestern's defense is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Michigan State has yet to play a defense that's good, and they can't score against the bad defenses.
Arizona State's defense is really good.
Okay.
Really good. I'm telling you. Okay. That's like number seven defense in the. I mean, just
we played three games, and I bet they played one good team that was Michigan State, and we know what their offense is. Terrible. So call me at the end of the season, and we'll see whose defense is ranked better. It might be they could easily be, and I'd be wrong on that. I will take my chances with the team that I've chosen in this, and we'll see what happens at the end of the year.
Okay. All right. I'll go on, and since I have more than you, I'm going to go ahead and do one more. I've got Washington State against UCLA. Now, this is up in the Palouse. This is in Pullman. -18.5 against the Bruins. UCLA 0-3 against the spread this year. They are the number 110 most efficient offense in the country out of 130 teams. The number 92 most efficient defense out of 130 teams. That, by the way, in case you're trying to figure all that out, that means they're really, really bad. Really bad. Washington State, number 7 offense. Now, only the number 86 most efficient defense. Doesn't matter on defense because I don't think that UCLA can score, right? Washington State 6-1 in their last 7 as a double-digit home favorite against the spread. They're 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 against Pac-12 competition up in Pullman. They did not cover against Cal. They did not cover against Washington in those last 9. That's it. UCLA is neither Cal's defense nor Washington's just football team and coaching, right? I love Washington State here. I think they put it on UCLA. I think Mike Leach wants to prove a point against Chip Kelly. I like this spot. Give me the Cougars -18.5. I'm putting $100 on it at -110.
It's a lot of points. We both love Mike Leach.
Yeah.
My next pick, Central Florida last week made Stanford just look bad. I mean, god awful. Now, Stanford came to their house. This week, Central Florida is going to Pitt. And I don't think Pitt's very good either. All right. The people that I do think are good, I think Josh Heupel, really good coach, proven to be able to hold his own in this conference, in college football, hang with anybody. Dylan Gabriel, that's a freshman quarterback that has looked spectacular. There is no more who the quarterback, who's going to get this job, who's getting these reps, it's his job. And I think he's going to go up to Pitt, and I think he's going to whip their butt. I think they are making statements when they play these Power 5 teams. Not a lot of Power 5 teams will play them. When one does, they are whipping their butt. It's -12. I don't care.
-12 is a lot of points. A lot of points. I'm curious about that game.
Do you think Pitt's a better football team than Stanford? Because they beat the hell out of Stanford.
No, but that was going down to Orlando. That was just a weird situation, right?
Okay.
I don't think that Pitt is better than Stanford.
So the weather's going to be nice for both teams. It's going to be 50, crisp autumn day probably in Pittsburgh. Okay.
I don't think it'll be 50. But
I don't know that hurts Central Florida.
No, I don't think it does either. I just, man.
Now, you've seen Pitt's offense. Do you think Pitt can score on this team? Because I don't know that they can.
I don't think this UCF defense is great.
Well, they were pretty good against Stanford.
Look, I'm staying away from the game.
Okay.
I'm staying away from it.
I got $100 on
that. The metrics have got it as more like an 8-point game.
That's fine.
Which really surprised me.
That's fine.
Really surprised me.
I could be
wrong. I didn't know what was going on there, and I said, okay, I'll just stay away. Because, it had a really big spot for UCF last week. And now they got to go travel on the road to another Power 5 team, and you got to get up again emotionally for it. And I do think that they're better than Pitt. I mean, they destroyed them last year. But I don't know. I'm staying away from that one, and I will let you have it all day long. Next game up for me, you love when I do these. Troy, traveling to Akron, Ohio. And I know that you like them, right? Troy -17. They are a big-time favorite here. Number 26 offensive efficiency team, Troy is. They have put up 42.5 points on average in their 2 games this year. Scored 42 against Southern Miss, who we both know has a pretty damn good defense.
Yeah, I like Southern Miss. So yeah, that's
and impressive. Put up 43 in their first game. Held the FCS team they played basically nothing. Their defense did not look so good against Southern Miss. The biggest thing was special teams. They could not stop that kick returner for nothing. They gave up 47 points at home. I think they come out pissed off. Akron, number 129 in offensive efficiency, number 99 in defensive efficiency. Akron 2-6 against the spread in their last eight as an underdog. They have not covered in the back half of 2018 and in 2019. It's a bad football team. What do you do against bad football teams? You bet against them. Troy, as only a 17-point favorite, I think they absolutely slammed the door on these guys. I think they win by 3-4 touchdowns, probably closer to 4 touchdowns. I think they come out and prove a point, get back up off the mat. Give me the Trojans minus 17 for $50 going on the road. And then you got one more.
My last bet.
Last bet.
Going back to Austin, Texas. I've done well in Austin so far. Oklahoma State coming in town, fighting Mike Gundy's. Mike Gundy does not like Tom Herman.
No.
Mike Gundy does not like Texas. Mike Gundy is not afraid of Texas at all. I think he's going to go down there. I think he's got a really good chance at winning this football game. And I'm going to take all 5 of these points. I got $50 minus 110 on Oklahoma State. And I think they can take off the W. I really do. I know that's crazy. And I know Texas fans are going to hate it. But he's won 4 out of the last 5 straight up. He's won four straight.
He's won 5 out of the last 6.
That's right, yeah. So he's won 5 out of the last 6. You're right. He's won 4 in a row. I think he's got a – and I think this Oklahoma State team is better than the last 3 Oklahoma State teams that beat Texas. I think he's just got this team's number. I don't know what it is. He can't beat Oklahoma, but he seems to find a way to beat Texas. And I'll get a 5-point lead before the game starts. I'm taking it. I'm just taking it.
My last bet. I'm wary of this one because it opened as a pick'em. It immediately jumped to Cal minus 1. Now it is at Cal plus 2 in Oxford against Ole Miss. It's an 11 a.m. game. It's going to be hotter than who knows what. It's going to feel like you're walking through a mouth down there. Humidity, 98%, whatever it is. Cal has covered 6 straight as a road underdog. They are 7-2 against the spread with 4 straight up wins in their last 9 as an underdog overall. Wilcox knows how to play the spoiler role. Ole Miss, I think that if Nick Starkel had played for the entire ballgame for Arkansas, I think Ole Miss would be 1-2 right now as opposed to 2-1.
Okay.
They were going to win last week, but they did not look good against their FCS competition, Southeast Louisiana, last week. They gave up 29 points. Now, I don't think that Cal's offense is great by any means. But I still don't think Ole Miss is very good. Okay. I don't think they got the players, and I think that Cal's defense will find a way to win this ballgame. I'm going to take the 2 points just because, you know, with the money line, it's really...
Well, yeah, it's too small.
It's too small. So give me the 2 points just in case something crazy happens. But I'm going to put $50 on Cal plus 2 at minus 110. And now, and you're done, right?
I'm done.
I got a money line parlay like I've done every week. We hit last week. I got another one for you.
Come on.
Georgia is minus 550 over Notre Dame. Oregon minus 390 at Stanford. Florida minus 600 against Tennessee. Troy at Akron is minus 900. Temple at Buffalo is minus 550. All of that combined is plus 122 if you're just picking winners. I'm going to put $25 on it plus 122 to pay out $30.52. I love it. I love it. I love it. Give me that money line parlay. Give me that sweet, sweet nectar. That's going to wrap up the show. We're going to discuss some of the bigger games with our buddy TJ Reeves right now. All right, we got TJ Reeves in with us from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. He joins us every week to talk about some underdogs that are possibly going to hit. And we've been pretty good with them here so far. TJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. And listen, we had the golden touch for a little while going last Saturday in college football. 100%. Somebody had the Arizona State Sun Devils. And look, it was not exactly a home free there at the very end of the game with Michigan State and all the controversy where they kicked the tying field goal only to find out, wait a minute, we got 12 guys on the field, and then they have to re-kick it and miss, and now the Pac-12 comes out after the game and says, oh yeah, one of the Arizona State guys was leaping, and that should have been a 15-yard penalty and first down Michigan State with a chance to run maybe another play or kick a closer field goal. So what a mess at the end of that game. But hey, it does not matter, Gary Speakers. You had the Sun Devils on Three Dog Thursday, brother.
You got that right. You got that right. As a matter of fact, I had a Sun Devils money line ticket that worked out rather well for me. So
I believe it did. And by the way, I had two underdogs in college on college football Saturday that came through with, look, they had the weather delay. Iowa State and Iowa, it was a rock fight for a lot of the game. It was a lot of growling and a lot of saliva and not a whole lot of football excellence. Ooh. But Iowa won by one, and Iowa State got the cover. So we'll take that one. And I loved BYU at home with Southern Cal with USC, and that was a back-and-forth wild game. And what is it with the Mormons, the fighting Mormons, the Cougars? They pull out another overtime game. They beat Tennessee in overtime. They beat USC in overtime. If it's going to OT, watch out for Brigham Young, boys.
That's the cardiac Cougars. 100%.
And by the way, they're an underdog again this week with the Washington Huskies at home again. Chris Giannini. What is that? Is that like a 5-point line there? Something like that? 4 or 5?
It's a six. It's at six. Yes, sir.
That's very tantalizing. Tantalizing word of the week. Tantalizing there. BYU maybe again on Three Dog Thursday. We'll find out.
We're actually looking at the spread money right now. There's 86% of the bets on Washington right now.
That's a good thing if you like BYU.
And the line moved down because it went from 6.5 down to 6 with 86%.
Did the 86% see that BYU beat Southern Cal last week at home and they're at home again? I mean, okay.
Yeah,
whatever. We'll see.
I think everybody feels like Southern Cal is not a very good football team and that the win wasn't super impressive.
Is the 86% aware that Washington blew a game at home to Cal? I mean, come on. It all factors in here. We'll see. Listen to me sounding like I'm Lavelle Edwards' spokesperson, the late Lavelle Edwards' spokesperson. Right? But the Brigham Young Cougars, keep an eye on them.
You are Kalani Sitake's PR guy. I swear.
Yeah, potentially yes. All right, now what else you got on the mind here? I know you want to talk a little hunker down, you hairy dogs, and Notre Dame, right?
Believe that. That is. So we got a couple of really big games this week. Yep. I'm curious your thoughts because we got some dogs in these, and they're road dogs. Notre Dame, 14-point underdog at Georgia. Mm-hmm. Night game, you know, Athens has been waiting for a big-time spectacle like this. College Game Day is going to be there. CBS made it the night game rather than, you know, they've got one night game a year. It's normally Alabama-LSU, but instead they picked Georgia and Notre Dame. Notre Dame has a history of getting blown out in these spots, right, against the big time. Can they hang at all?
I don't know if they have the defense to hang with Georgia. And how about this? In the last 5 years, Brian Kelly has only been at least a 14-point underdog twice. One of them was the college football playoff game with Clemson last year. How did that work out? Blowout loss. And the other one was a couple of years ago to USC, where I believe they were a 17-point underdog, I believe in 2016, and USC wiped them out the year they were 4-8 and covered that line. So it's not often you're getting Notre Dame with this many points, but guys, I am very hesitant with the Irish in that Class A hostile environment, Sanford Stadium. I don't know that I can go with Notre Dame in this game, guys.
Let's talk about another hostile environment. Let's talk about Camp Randall.
Ooh.
11 a.m. kick at Wisconsin. Of course, Fox. I know they're trying to kill everybody, right?
They're going to be starting very early, getting lathered up, or they're just not going to go to bed while lathered up in Madison. And they've had a bye week, and the last that we saw of Michigan, the Army had them on the ropes and maybe should have landed the knockout punch. Wisconsin, again, we've talked on your show before with Jonathan Taylor at running back. Each team, the bye week to prepare for this game, very, very interesting. Harbaugh and underdog, and what is that line now, Chris?
Three.
At the time that we're talking, three?
I got three.
Is it three
now? I got three on that one.
It was three and a half an hour ago.
Interesting game. And it may, as we get closer to Saturday, it may get bet down a little bit closer there on that. And look, I think there's more questions about Michigan that need to be answered here. And remember, a year ago, they annihilated Wisconsin at home. And Wisconsin has not forgotten that. So let's see. That'll be a big topic on Three Dog Thursday, obviously, this Big Ten showdown.
Yeah, you got that right. Harbaugh 0-6 against the spread as a dog at Michigan. just tossing that out there. He is 0-6 straight up. He's 2-4 against the spread as an underdog at Michigan. But yeah, that's still not a great spot to be in.
Who do you like?
Yeah, tell me some of the things that you're leaning towards looking at for Three Dog Thursday.
All right, a couple of other games. Tennessee and Florida. Do not laugh at me. I'm no volunteer. We've covered this on the show before, even though I was born in the great volunteer state of Tennessee. I now live in the state of Florida. As I joke with you and joke with others all the time, I do not live in the state of confusion. I do live in the state of Florida. Huge showdown here. This traditionally has been a close game recently, although Florida won big a year ago. The previous three matchups, the previous four matchups before that were all basically one-score games. A couple of them Florida pulled out with last-second touchdowns at home. I think Tennessee may keep this game close. We're going to debate this one a lot. Florida and Tennessee, early start again, noon. Hot, going to be very hot, about 95 dripping wet with humidity for the Vols and the Gators. And Florida, again, going with the two quarterbacks. We believe Dan Mullen's going to play both Kyle Trask and Emory Jones in the game. Let's see what happens. Let's see if Tennessee has a little bounce back, a little swagger in their step after they pounded Chattanooga last week, and they hang in there in the SEC showdown.
I like it. I like it. NFL gambling picks. Let's jump in. Week number three. I went 2-4 last week. Not good. Went 2-3 the first week. I profited negative $109.09 last week. You went 2-2. Lost $18.87. On the season, I am 4-7 at minus $167.21. That is negative 3.54 units. You are 4-6. You have lost $188.44 at minus 3.77 units. We're going to get it turned around this week. And you know why? Because our buddy Steve F. went 9-1 in the Pick'em contest over at winningcureseverything.com. You can also go 9-1, 10-0, 8-2, whatever it is. You can win this thing. I'm telling you, there's only like 100 entrants, whatever. Now, we can have 500 entrants, whatever it is. Everybody go over and make sure you enter the Pick'em contest. It's free. Put in an email. Put in your name. Takes a couple minutes. You just click through the website. Pick the teams you like, the teams you don't like, etc. College games and NFL games. But, yeah, Steve gave me hope, man. I think we're going to get this turned around. I think it starts this week. I think I feel real good about this. I also feel real good because I was down at Tunica last week. After we had made these picks, I went down, actually hit some other games that I didn't have on this list, but Tunica has given me life. Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. They got six incredible sports books and a whole bunch of other stuff going on. When I was down there on Friday night, you know who was playing down there?
Who?
Joe Nichols and Diamond Rio. Oh,
wow.
Man.
Did you go see him?
I did not go see him. I actually went into the sports bar and sat and watched Washington State and Houston.
That's a good game.
But I could go see Joe Nichols.
Yep.
You know, Sunny and 75. You know, I'm all over it. All over it. All right. So go to TunicaTravel.com. Check out all the amazing things they got going on. Their sports books are incredible. We are down there frequently. Go check it out. You can subscribe, of course, if you want to do that. You're watching on YouTube. Hit subscribe. Leave some comments. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Tell us what your picks are for this week, because Lord knows we probably need some help. Put them in the comments section. Tell us what you like, what you don't like about the show. Just be kind. We got feelings, guys. We got feelings. You ready to jump into this thing?
Yep.
How many you got?
Five.
I got five.
There we go.
You want to start us off?
You let me go first. I never get to go first.
It's because I got so many damn picks.
You got like 10 bets every week.
All right, roll on.
My first public play I'm going to make, I don't like public plays. It goes against everything that I believe that is right, good, and holy with sports gambling. But I'm making this one because I believe in Russell Wilson. And I believe that we have a new Seahawks team. And so I am laying the 4 points to the New Orleans Saints at minus 110 for $50. All of mine are going to be 50 bucks. I'm going to make it easy for you. All the paperwork you have to do.
These 50 are all, bucks at minus 110.
All minus 110.
I can get down with that. I also have the Seahawks.
Hey, there we go.
That's minus four at 50 bucks. Minus 110. Seahawks 9-1 straight up, 8-1-1 against the spread as a home favorite of less than a touchdown in their last 10. The Seahawks last 10 as a home favorite in September. 10-0 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. They liked playing at home early in the season. No, they did not look good against the Bengals. I think they want to remedy that. I think Teddy Bridgewater did not look good last week. They did not get to go back home and work on anything. They have tried to work on Bridgewater and give him a more vanilla offense, something that he can run a little easier, and they've had to do it all on the West Coast, a place where maybe you're not super comfortable. They never went back to New Orleans after the Rams game. I like the Seahawks here. I think
Russell
they're
Wilson,
cover the
four. Good at football.
Very good at football.
That's, I mean, I, very I'm, good at football. I'm betting on my guy, so.
I'm with you. I've got 50 bucks on that at minus 110 as well.
All right, I'll move to the next one. My next two picks are going to have a lot in common. And they're basically, I don't think either one of these teams are good. And the majority of the country think they're really good. I'm going to go down to Indianapolis.
Okay.
My Colts, looking good. I think they're better than people think they are. I don't think that they're hurt too bad by losing Andrew Luck. And the Falcons, who I watched on Sunday Night Football, look like crap. I mean, they just did. If Julio Jones wasn't the absolute freakishly freakish monster that he is, this is a garbage football team. They don't look good. They don't look good at all. They will come to Indy, and I don't know that Indy's going to be able to contain Julio, because I don't know anybody can, but let him get a few, just like everybody else lets him get a few, and then shut everyone else down, just like everybody else has kind of done so far.
That's true.
And Matt Ryan is containable. He's going to give you a couple of picks. That's what he's done so far.
Yeah.
And the Colts' offense, oh, man, this offensive line likes to bully people around. They want to play in a phone booth.
They are.
They want to push you around. They want to hurt you. And they're nasty. They're good. They're really good in the trenches.
They are so nasty.
Which is mean whoever plays quarterback for them doesn't have the weight of the world on his shoulders. They can all be successful.
Yeah.
I like this Colts team. It's -1.5. Man, I feel like I'm out on an island with the Colts and the way I feel about them right now. But, dude, I think this team has came together behind we just lost our leader, and now we don't have a leader. We're just all in this together, and we're all going in the same direction. And I'm buying in. And it could be fool's gold, and the Falcons go in there and beat their butt. But I didn't see the Falcons beat somebody, because they beat the Eagles.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. How much you got on that one?
50 bucks on all these, -110.
Oh, 50 on all of them.
50 on all of them, make it easy on you. 50 on all of them, -110.
Okay. Next one up for me, and we're going to make this simple. The Titans have owned the Jaguars. -1.5 on Thursday night, which is when this is actually coming out. Titans -1.5 at the Jags. Thursday, Jacksonville 1-5-1 against the spread, 1-6 straight up against the Titans in the last seven appearances. I think the Titans are disgusted by how they played against the Colts. They always come out pissed off after they play the Colts because they always look like trash against the Colts. Jaguars, rookie quarterback, coming back home. They probably should have had that win against the Texans last week. I like Gardner Minshew, but man, in this spot, like I think Derrick Henry goes crazy. I think they get the ball to A.J. Brown. I think Marcus Mariota shows up. He always seems to against Jacksonville. Even when he doesn't, even when he's not playing, I mean, Blaine Gabbert beat him last year. Like, you know, like there's just all sorts of things going on here. The Titans love this spot. I'm putting $150 on at minus 110. And, man, I hope I hit that thing on Thursday night. I feel good about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be putting it down. But, man, I think the Titans have the Jags number. I think the Jags, with all the chemistry stuff going on with Jalen Ramsey, you know, I think there's just some stuff going on there. They may not be fully focused on this. And short week after traveling to Houston, yeah, I know you're going to be at home. But, man, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Titans -1.5.
Second half of that Sunday night debacle. The Lions are going to Philadelphia. Philly's played two games. First game, they did everything they could to try to give it to Washington. Washington, I don't believe, is a good football team.
No.
They played like crap for the first half. Now, they came out second half, played like gangbusters. But they go down to Atlanta, and they try to give that game away. They do successfully give the game away. Best quarterback on the team was Josh McCown. And he got pulled because Carson's their guy. And it didn't matter that McCown had led them all the way down the field, and they were in the red zone, and they were about to score. They pull him. They put Boy Wonder back in because it's his team. I understand that. And he makes three bad throws, misses everybody, and they settle for a field goal. They end up losing this game.
Yeah.
Now, they got Detroit coming to their town. Detroit is not a great football team, but they are a tough football team built a whole lot like the Colts have been rebuilt. Tough offensive line, tough defensive line. I think that means Detroit is going to be close in every football game that they play. I get 6.5 points. In the NFL, you got almost a touchdown's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, I don't know that Detroit can win the game, but I don't know that they can't win it either. I don't know. I need to see the Eagles actually play somebody and play real well. Give me 60 minutes of football. But right now, I'm going to take all these points.
Lions +6.5 for $50. I think I like it. Next one up for me, I'm going to roll to Buffalo. Now, I know that this is your boys. You started this.
That's right.
I don't like the Bengals at all. I think week one in Seattle, maybe caught the Seahawks sleeping a little bit, maybe. You know, opening of the season, you know, get the jitters out a little bit, maybe something like that. Or maybe just knock some rust off. But the Bengals showed up back at home and got it handed to them by the 49ers. The Bills, 6-point favorite, less than a touchdown. They're at home, 8-2 straight up, 6-3-1 against the spread, their last 10 as a home favorite. And that's with a not terribly good football team for a long time. But they cover.
I think they're
they good cover as home now. Favorites. I think they are a real good home team now. They're a real good team, just period.
I would say they've got two road games.
Yeah. Sean McDermott, fantastic coach. He's got this defense playing lights out. Josh Allen, surprisingly good. I mean, they got playmakers all across the field. Their skill position is significantly upgraded with guys that you just don't even know.
Yeah.
And it's
or guys that used to be somebody and are now.
Yeah.
You know, somebody
like Frank
again.
Gore. Like, well, I mean, that dude scored a touchdown last week. Like,
yeah.
Good gracious. Yeah, I'm surprised by this Bills team. I like them a lot here. I don't like Cincinnati. I think they will be out-coached, out-played, out-physical, out-everything here. I think they're going to have a tough time scoring this week. Give me the Bills -6 for $50 at -110.
A team that's a lot like the Bills. San Francisco 49ers won their first two games on the road. Crossing the country, playing 1 o'clock games, and they go in, they come out 2-0. They get to go home opener. That place is going to be excited. They're going to be rocking. Hey, man, we haven't had a team this good in a long time. Things are looking up in San Francisco. Who do we have coming in? The lame, limping Steelers. 0-2, lost their quarterback, lost the best leader on the team. Ownership, everybody said, Big Ben is our leader. We're all behind him. Well, now he's gone. Who's leading them now? Mike Tomlin? Mike Tomlin hadn't led them in a while. I don't know what's going on there. I think there are problems in Pittsburgh, and I think that Kyle Shanahan has things finally rolling in San Francisco right now. I have been waiting for several years since Kyle got this head coaching job to see this Kyle Shanahan offense and to see this team be able to play at the way he has envisioned it all along. Now, it's taken a couple of years to get it there because they were real bad. And they had to build the line. They had to get some skill players. They got Jimmy G. Jimmy G got hurt. Everybody looks healthy. Everybody looks really good. It's a touchdown game. It's 6.5 points. That's not insignificant. But I really, really like this 49ers team a lot.
Okay. $50 on that. I got the other way. I got the Steelers at +7. Earlier. So if it is 6.5, just buy the half point. Take it to 7. Touchdown means a whole lot in the NFL world. So buy it back to 7 if you got to. But I got it at +7 at -110. I'm putting $50 on it. San Francisco, 1-15 against the spread in their last 16 as a home favorite. The Steelers look pretty good with Mason Rudolph. I think they still got playmakers. I think this defense is looking to make a point here. I think they want to come out and play for something, right? They want to come out and show that they weren't just Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know that they win the game, but I don't think that Ben Roethlisberger was a 7-point difference quarterback. I know that that's kind of weird to say. I get that. But this bunch likes Mason Rudolph. Like, this team really likes Mason Rudolph. And I think that they'll play for him. I think that they will play for Mike Tomlin and that bunch.
I just don't know how good this team is. That offensive line was supposed to be good. Not good first 2 weeks. That defense was supposed to be really good this year. That's all the offseason talking about.
Hadn't looked great.
They're not good.
We'll see. But it seems like it is too easy of a spot to have the 49ers after Ben Roethlisberger goes out and gets hurt.
Seven points is a lot.
It is a lot. And that's why I'm saying I'm taking the dog here. Okay. So I'll roll with the Steelers on this one. $50 at -110. Let's see. What have we got? You got one more and I've one more.
I've got one more.
All right, go right ahead.
My last game, I'll be at this game. I'll be in attendance. The NFL has not come to a primetime Sunday night, Monday night football game of the week in a long time. Now they're coming to Cleveland. It's about damn time. Cleveland got the rust knocked off a little bit last week against the Jets. Not a good football team. Fully understand that. And they have the NFC champs coming to town in the Rams. This is a really well-coached team. Man, they are good at every aspect of the game. Yes. Browns struggle on the offensive line. Somehow, some way, they can't get the offense to seem to continue to roll. They can't put drives together. I have no earthly idea how this is going to happen. But I believe in my Brownies. I believe with all that I have that things happen on prime time that just don't happen at other point in times in the games. They just don't. Cleveland is going to be crazier than they've been in a long time. They're going to show up. This will be the most hostile environment the Rams play in the entire season.
Okay.
I think the Browns take them +2, +3.
Yep.
And I think the Browns can win the game.
$50 at -115?
Yep.
I like it. I like it a lot. I got one more here. And this will wrap us up. Of course, before TJ hops in, the Panthers traveling to Arizona. The Cardinals are +3 right now. And it was pulled down from some boards because they don't know if Cam Newton's going to play, etc. I don't think it matters here. $50 at -120. The Panthers are 1-5 straight up and against the spread. The last six as a road favorite. 1-9 straight up, 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games overall. The Cardinals have shown that they could score. Look, I think the Ravens are a significantly better football team than the Panthers. And they went in and they hung with the Ravens. I don't think that Carolina can score the way that the Ravens can score. And Arizona was able to hold the Ravens down a little bit. I like Kyler Murray here. I like the Cardinals looking to get a big-time home win. They are, what, 0-1-1 right now? This is where they get the win. I got $50 on them at +3. I got $25 on them at the +120 because it's always better to have the points just as insurance, right? But I think they win the game outright. So +120, $25. Give me that all day. That pays out, what, $30? I'm in with it. As always, you go over to winningcureseverything.com, go up to the gambling picks section. You can see our picks for the week. You can see what we've done for the entire season. You can see what we've done for the 3 years that we've been doing this before this season. We're in our fourth football season. We've been fairly successful. Pretty successful, really. I mean, Chris hit 62% last year. That's ridiculous.
Year before that also.
Yeah. Over 60% two straight years against the spread. That's nuts in the NFL. So go check it out for yourself. Go enter the Pick'em contest. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcasts, hit subscribe. Leave a nice review. Leave some comments. Share the show out with your buddies. All that wonderful stuff. We appreciate you guys for watching. We're going to get into, right now, an interview with our good friend from the Three Dog Thursday podcast, Mr. TJ Reeves, the Tampa Bay Bucks sideline reporter. He's going to talk about some of these NFL games as well. All right, we've got TJ Reeves here, Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can find him on Twitter, at BucksidelineGuy. TJ, let's talk NFL. Let's talk, first off, a big-time underdog last week. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Carolina, get the big win. You know, a touchdown underdog, whatever it was, 6.5-point underdog, come out with a straight-up victory. Chris and I were looking at the NFC South odds right now, and I just want to get, you know, your take on this.
Right now, could I interest you in +1,200, a $10 bet, will win you $120
on the Bucs.
On the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this division right now, the way it looks.
I love it because it's, I mean, what a difference a week makes, because Cam Newton, I saw it at field level. I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, one of the things I observed, guys, and we'll see if this gets better, that surgically repaired shoulder, he looks like he is laboring to throw the ball hard down the field. I'm not saying he can't get zip on it, but he's having to get some momentum, a little arse into the throws. He's having to wind it up a little bit. So I'm concerned about the shoulder. He didn't look great. He had 26 incompletions.
I'm more concerned about him all as encompassing. I thought after that Bucs game, I thought he was done. Like,
well,
done. I don't know that he finishes the season, and I don't know that he plays football after this year.
Interesting. Wow. Talk about going out there. He's not mobile, and he had 26 incompletions. So you got Carolina, and I know they're a road favorite against Arizona, but my Buccaneers – huge effort to go in there and find a way to win. Defense showed up large. Bucs have only allowed one touchdown on defense in the first two games. So you're right. I mean, with Breeze injured, with the injured thumb in the Rams game, with Cam Newton and what's going on with him, yes, Atlanta won, but they had to hang on Sunday night to win. The South will be wide open.
I was going to say, I'm not sold on this Atlanta team at all, at all. That was an ugly game by both teams. Neither one of them wanted to win that game. The Falcons threw three interceptions, tried to give it away. I think the most complete team is the Saints, but without Breeze at the helm, I think you guys got just as much of a fighting chance, and everybody else has terrible odds. Yeah, I'm gonna take +1,200 and just see what happens. I trust Bruce Arians over everybody else.
Well, I trust Todd Bowles over everybody. I mean,
remember in almost pattern form, it always seems to be a team that finished last that turns around and wins the division. The Bucks were the last place team last year, but I mean, year after year after year.
Yeah, that was a trend for a while.
It's like 5 years in a row, the last place team won the division. So maybe it is the Buccaneers' year-long season. Said that last week on the show. 14 more games to go. Breeze will be back healthy. Maybe Cam Newton gets it together. There's going to be some knockdown, drag-out games. I still would not be surprised if two NFC South teams are again in the playoffs, the division winner, and one of the wildcard teams is a South team. Let's see how it shakes out.
Now let's talk about a couple of big games in the NFL before I get some leans and what we're looking at on Three Dog Thursday for this week. First game, of course, the biggest game of the weekend, the Ravens, a 7-point dog at the Chiefs. That line may have actually moved down to like 6.5. Either way, 7 points, 6.5, whatever it is. Ravens, you know, that's a pretty big number against a good defense and a really explosive offense this year. Is there a lot to Lamar Jackson against Patrick Mahomes here, you think?
I think there is. Has anybody, I'm calling it out on your show, has anybody heard from Bill Polian, by the way, off of ESPN, the former Colts and Bills executive, who wanted Lamar Jackson to be a wide receiver at the Combine a year and a half ago? Has anybody heard a peep from him at this point? I'm not saying Lamar Jackson is going to be one of the all-time greats and a Hall of Famer, but he has silenced the critics and the doubters with the way that he's thrown the football. Yeah. And this is a fascinating game. And look, I went against the Chiefs on Three Dog Thursday last week. If only I could have just kept the first quarter with the Raiders up 10-0. Then they played the second quarter, and Mahomes put four touchdown passes on them. It was just a wild second quarter turn of events there, and Kansas City is so explosive, even without Tyreek Hill. This will be a fun game, and that is a game I'm looking at. But Kansas City at home for the first time in this game, I don't know about the Ravens there going into Arrowhead.
So I got to tell you this, just because we haven't been friends that long, TJ. My boy sitting next to me, he was one of those guys that were saying he should run the 40 as a receiver and he should try out. And Gary has been doubting him all this time. Even after week one, he was, he's just a Dolphin. No. I've been singing his praises. You're talking to a guy that grew up hating, despising the Ravens. And now he is building that bridge. He's torn down that wall. I am all in on Lamar Jackson.
Gary, can I just help you here? The guy is getting better throwing the football, and he's only 22 years old.
Yeah,
let me say again.
I understand.
He's 22.
I know. Yeah. I know. And they have tailor-made that offense for him. They gave him speed on the outside. They gave him the perfect tight end for this offense, and they're still letting him run and move around and move the pocket, right? But
He's 8-2 as a starter since he took over last season, including the playoff loss. He's 8-2 now as a starter, so that's looking good.
That's fine. That's great. The reason that I was doubting him is every time he went up against a better defense, like a really good defense when he was in college, his accuracy was complete crap. He was throwing picks to against Mississippi State, against Kentucky, against Clemson. I'm telling you.
That Clemson game with him and Watson went down to the very last second, and the receiver for Louisville ran out of bounds at like the 1 yard line. If he dives for the end zone, Clemson doesn't make the playoff that year. Yep. They don't go undefeated. Lamar gets all the praise, and we forget about who Watson is. So much in history changes because his receiver, the talent that he had at Louisville, was just trash compared to what
he's
got.
For the audience on the Winning Cures podcast, I am not in the studio with them as a referee to stand between them right now on this subject.
They've seen this numerous times. They know how Chris and I get.
I don't know that Lamar Jackson is going to have a great overall year, and maybe he struggles some in this game. It's deafening at Arrowhead when the Chiefs are rolling. I've been there on multiple occasions. The place shakes. It literally shakes. We'll see how he does it. He played there last year. That was the one regular season loss, I believe, was last year to Kansas City in Kansas City for Lamar Jackson in the rookie year. Let's see. Let's see what it looks like on Sunday. But so far, so good for he and the Ravens.
Now let's talk about a home dog really quick.
Yep.
Sunday night football. The Rams are going to Cleveland. It's the first primetime game in a decade. Browns plus 3 right now. Hey, your boy Giannini over here is actually going to be in the stadium.
I'll be there.
Wait. You are on locale, O-O-L, on location in the dog pound coming
flying
for Sunday night football. That's a game I'm looking heavily at on Three Dog Thursday on coming up on the podcast with the Browns getting points at home. I know the Jets are terrible, but the Browns defense, that front seven looked solid. We know Mayfield can sling it. The Rams got to come cross country again after an emotional tough win with the Saints. Came cross country first week with the Panther win in Charlotte. Came all the way back home. Come across the country again for Monday Night Football. Get the extra day for the travel. But I am looking at this strongly for Cleveland at home for Three Dog Thursday purposes with Baker Mayfield and company back home.
All right. Now, before we let you go, give us some other leans. Where are we looking for Three Dog Thursday for your podcast on Thursday when it comes out?
We're looking at the Atlanta Falcons. We mentioned them. They're getting points at Indianapolis. Chris, what do you have that at? Like two and a half midweek?
One and a half,
something like that. I know the Colts. Look, if the Colts could play the Titans every game, they'd be 14-2 every year. The thing is, they aren't playing the Titans this week. I know it's a home opener for them after the first two on the road. Atlanta, though, with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, I think Atlanta might be able to sneak that game. We'll see. That's one that I'm looking at. You mentioned Cam Newton, speaking of the South. You mentioned Cam Newton and the Panthers going all the way west to Arizona as a favorite off the 10-day rest. And Arizona's shown explosive offense in the first 2 weeks with Kyler Murray. That's another one that we're going to take a strong look at on Three Dog Thursday. And by the way, the great NFL analyst, Charles Davis of the NFL on Fox, who worked the Dallas Cowboy game last week, their win over the Redskins. He's working the game this week, Dolphins and Cowboys. He will be a guest giving us some NFL insight on Three Dog Thursday this week, boys.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, so everybody make sure, go follow him on Twitter, at Buck Sideline Guy. Make sure you go and subscribe to the Three Dog Thursday podcast. TJ, we always appreciate you being here. We will see you again next week.
I always love being with you boys. I'm hoping for another Buccaneer win against the rookie quarterback, Daniel Jones, because as you guys know, winning cures everything. I'll take back-to-back Buck wins. Thank you, boys.
Absolutely. Be good, buddy. All right, we appreciate TJ for being here. Go check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast if you would. Go check out winningcureseverything.com. Go to tunicatravel.com. See all the wonderful things that Tunica, Mississippi has to offer for you. Go visit the Delta. It's a good time down there. I'm telling you. Good time. All right, let's hope for some winners. Losing doesn't solve anything, but you guys know winning cures everything. We'll see you guys again next week.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off
My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.